Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good evening, everyone. How are you tonight? Very, very warm, warm day in Western New York. So what I want to talk about today is, are you an empath? And the question is, if you are an empath, how would you know it, right? How would you know if you're an empath? Hang on one second here, people. I feel like I lost our connection. Okay, we're live. Great. Okay, so my question is, if you were an empath, how would you know it? So today you are listening to Discover Your Spirit on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And my name is Brenda Reading, and we're going to talk about being an empath. So you'd have to ask yourself a few questions, right? Have you been told you are oversensitive? Have you been told you're oversensitive? I know I have many times. Do you frequently get anxious, overwhelmed, and you may not know why, right? You might just be going about your business and then all of a sudden you feel anxious or upset and you think, oh, you just have these emotions and you're wondering what the heck is going on because you weren't feeling that way a moment ago, right? Do yelling or arguments make you feel ill? And not just the arguments that you may, or disagreements that you may be involved in yourself. I'm talking about hearing other people's arguments and disagreements and things of that nature. That can also, does that bother you? You know, does it make you feel physically ill? Another question you can ask yourself to determine if you're an empath is, do crowds or large groups of people overwhelm you? Meaning being around a lot of people or in a group of, you know, a lot of people. Do you seem to feel anxious and overwhelmed just by the mere being with all those people? Do you absorb other people's stress, physical symptoms, and or emotions? Can you actually feel someone else's illness? I mean, there's documented cases of men having symptoms, pregnancy symptoms, that their wives are experiencing. So according to Wiktionary, an empath is one who has the ability to sense emotions. Or a person with extrasensory empathic ability, capable of sensing the emotions of others in a way unexplained by conventional science and psychology. I will start the show tonight by giving you the name of a very good author and a book she has written, which I have recommended several times to people. Her name is Dr. Judith Orloff, O-R-L-O-F-F. And the Empath's Survival Guide. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. But she, for someone that is just trying to figure out what the heck is going on with sensing all these emotions and feelings, it's a very good beginning because she does a good job from a doctor's point of view of delving into the different stages and the different aspects of being an empath. And why are we talking about this today on Discover Your Spirit? I will tell you that noticing and being sensitive to your environment, to the people around you, to people's emotions and things like that, that really is a good place to start when you're trying to develop your intuitive and spiritual gifts. It's usually, I find, from a lot of people that I have spoken with, and myself included, it's after such experiences where we have experienced other people's stuff, so to speak, that we begin to wonder what is going on, you know? And as a young person, having many different things happen to myself in such ways, sometimes if you don't have the right support, and it can just be because people in your family don't know anything about it or haven't experienced it themselves, and I'm not talking simply, you know, about spirit contact. I'm talking about your senses that you have in your person that can be sensitive, you know, and we can get into a whole other class about what they're called and things like that. But if we start with just realizing that you are sensitive to possibly the environment around you, other people, Dr. Orloff goes to, she defines it into three different segments. Physical empath, which you are sensitive to others' physical symptoms. Emotional empath, where you're keen on other people's emotions, you know, you can sense them. And an intuitive empath, you experience extraordinary perceptions. Well, I will tell you that they may seem extraordinary, but we are all born with these natural gifts of being able to perceive and sense other people and other things, and they can be developed. So, and I will take this moment before we delve deeper into the different types of intuitive empaths, and then we're going to talk about ways to help yourself with these gifts, because you know, people can feel like, oh, I'm empathic, I feel all this stuff, I feel other people's emotions, and they can feel like it's a curse that they've been given, and it really isn't. It is a gift. It's just you have to learn how to manage it. Just like when you start doing spirit work and doing messages with spirit loved ones, you know, you have to learn how to manage it. And once you do that, it just becomes so much more wonderful to work with when you understand what you're working with. So just to take a moment, Lilydale Assembly this summer, their summer season, they have four classes in regards to empaths and being an empath. And the first one is by Rachel Garrett. It's called Vibrations and Energy. Being an empath is your superpower. We just said that, right? And that's early in the season, Sunday, June 25th, okay? Then the second empath class is by Jeffrey Michael Jowett, I believe, is how you pronounce his name. And his title is Understanding Your Empathic Nature. And that's Wednesday, July 5th. Then the third empath class is with our very own registered medium and superpower herself, Colleen VanderZyden, Empath Survival Skills with registered medium Colleen VanderZyden. And that is Sunday, July 23rd. And then the fourth empath, and I hope I haven't missed one to anybody that I've missed, I apologize. The fourth empath workshop is called Self-Care for Light Workers and Empaths with Shelley Wilson. And that's Sunday, August 20th. So I like how these have been distributed throughout the season so that, you know, you can at least try to make one, especially if you are realizing that you are sensitive to things around you, people around you, all right? Okay, so very exciting that we have, and think about it, you know, if it wasn't important, if this wasn't like a first step in your development, just realizing how you are sensitive to things and who and what, they wouldn't have four classes about it, right? So think about it, it's important. So Dr. Orloff goes on to, she divides the intuitive empaths into a bunch of different names, and I'll just go through them quickly. Telepathic empath, which is intuitive info about others in present time. And we would just call that being intuitive, right? But, you know, it's given an empath title. Precognitive empath. Those are premonitions about the future, okay?